Nicholas Holtham is the Bishop of Salisbury. I first got to know him when he was Vicar of St Martin's in the Fields in Trafalgar Square, next door to the National Gallery, where I was working. He used to spend a lot of time at the gallery, and we had some fascinating conversations about art and religion. Now that he's moved west, I asked him to come and talk about Rembrandt's subtle painting of Christ appearing to Mary Magdalene.
This is a very biblical painting. It's John's Gospel, and it's early on Easter morning when Mary and other women went to the tomb, and they found that it was empty, and Mary's now outside the tomb, and the angel's inside in the empty tomb, and she's turning round and talking to, well, she's talking to someone she doesn't recognise and thinks he's the gardener. And Rembrandt has to disguise Jesus to make him look like a gardener. So the spade in his right hand and the hat that sort of covers his face just slightly. She's not recognising who it is. There's still surprise in her face. I think she's distraught at what she's found in the empty tomb. And she's asking the gardener, where have they laid him? Do you know where he is? Show me. There are some lovely things in this painting, sort of that quality of surprise in Mary's expression, and actually of not knowing. She hasn't quite arrived, has she, at that moment of recognition. She's still trying to work out what's happened, and I think that's really striking. And I like the use of dark and light, the dark of the tomb, the light running behind Jesus and catching one side of him. That sense of promise of a new dawn. I was made a bishop on St. Mary Magdalene Day, so it works very nicely for me personally. But there's something about Mary Magdalene as a woman follower of Christ who became the apostle of the apostles, of somebody in whom there are stories associated of healing, of being made whole again. Against all the odds, she had seven demons cast out of her. And I'm sure Luke, in telling that story, is making a point about the way in which none of us are beyond reach. I do wonder whether that's part of Rembrandt's attraction to Mary Magdalene, because his own life was so checkered, and so that sense in which he focuses on the human condition at moments of turning. A character like Mary Magdalene, who's so very human, you can see her capturing Rembrandt's heart and mind, and I think that comes across in a painting like this.